You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from hockey to hockey, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. You join us ahead of the second round matches, which we'll be looking forward to on Wednesday evening from the Winter Gardens in Blackpool. Sam Norris here on the podcast, and I'm delighted to say joining me on the line is Sky Sports Rod Harrington to take a look at some of the action. How are you, Rod?
I'm very well, thank you. Look forward to it.
Good, yeah, and me. It's been a fantastic tournament so far, as it always is from Blackpool, and it's fair to say there's been a couple of shocks along the way, Rod.
There has been some shocks, probably to the public, not so much to the people around the game, because the setup is so well now. We've got such strength in depth, and we're seeing these class players like Gerwyn Price coming through the tour events and the challenges. And I suppose breed is not a great word, but it is the right word. It's breeding them into being real toughened, you know, dart players once they get on the big stage. And Gerwyn Price emphasised it last night. I mean, what a great game that was. I mean, you know, 12 o'clock at night, we've still got 2,000 people in the Winter Gardens.
Yeah, absolutely sensational. There's no easy games, is there, this year for any of the top boys?
No, there isn't. And that's the way every tournament will be from now on. The way the ranking system works, taking 16 from the World Ranking Order Merit, 16 from the Pro Tour Order Merit, we're guaranteed not only to have the big names, but the top 32 performing professionals at this particular time, which is the best way, the best thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Sensational stuff so far. And the first game of the evening on Wednesday, we'll start with getting to some of the betting of the games now, features one of those players who's just a real up-and-comer at the moment. It's Dave Chisnell taking on Keegan Brown. 4-11 about Dave Chisnell, 21-10 for Keegan Brown. We saw Chizzy taken all the way by Jamie Cave in a tenacious performance the other night, and Keegan Brown lumped more Blackpool Blues on Robert Thornton. I don't know about you, Rod, but Keegan Brown, he doesn't look fazed by anything on the big stage. I think he could have a major in his future.
Yes, I think he could. He's one of the guys that's come through our youth system. And then the challenge, and now he's on the Pro Tour. And the one thing about it, because the calendar is so full now, they're playing against these pros all the time. So when they come and meet them on the big stage, they're not scared of them. And Keegan Brown, over the last three tournaments, you know, the World Championship beat John Part, the Grand Slam beat Adrian Lewis, Raymond van Barneveld. So he's coming to every tournament now on a high. And he knows, he's a very intelligent young man, where he knows what his opponent's good at and what he's not good at. Now, he knows that Dave Chisnell is great on scoring, as the 180 count proved his last match. So certainly over on the 180 for Dave Chisnell. However, Dave Chisnell misses so many doubles. Keegan Brown does not. And given chances, he takes them. So Dave Chisnell's got to be really careful here. I think Dave Chisnell will still win, because I think his scoring power will give him the extra darts and a double, and perhaps he'll wake up. But he has got to be so careful. You know, we talk about getting out of the gate quick. You must not let Keegan Brown get in front. Otherwise, he'll get confident. And Dave Chisnell could have some problems. But as I said, I think Dave Chisnell, the real Dave Chisnell, will turn up tonight.
Yeah, you're quite right there. He sort of bails himself out almost, Chizzy, with his doubles, just because he scores so heavy and so fast. His opponent tends to be a little bit far behind, so he gets those extra chances. Over 7.5, 180s in the match tonight for Dave Chisnell is an 8-11 shot. If you think Keegan Brown can come close to this one, we set the spread here at 3.5, so minus 3.5 legs for Dave Chisnell, even money, plus 3.5 for Keegan Brown at 8-11. Is that something you could get involved with, Rod?
Do you know what? It is a tough call. I mean, I'd say William Hill get it spot on about right of, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? I would tend to lean towards Dave Chisnell, because I think he's going to pull it out tonight. I think he's going to get out the gate quicker. I think he had a wake-up call against Jamie Caven. Jamie Caven, let's not take anything from him. You know, he's a good seasoned professional himself. So I think I'd go on, lean towards the Dave Chisnell there. I think, you know, around about the 13-10, which is right in the middle of that spread. But Dave Chisnell could easily, if he gets out the gate quick, could run off about 13-8, 13-9. So the minus on Dave Chisnell may be the one. But, you know, I can't emphasise enough, it's getting out of the gate quick, and if Keegan Bank and getting to Dave Chisnell early and, you know, force that snatch that Dave Chisnell has, then you never know. But certainly it could be right on that spread line.
Yeah, a devilishly tricky opener then. 13-10 scoreline for Dave Chisnell is 8-1 then, the scoreline Rod going for in that one. We'll move to the second match on the night then in the order of play. This one sees James Wade take on Brendan Dolan. It's 1-5 for Wadey. Brendan Dolan is 7-2. Obviously, Dolan came through against Vincent van der Voort in the first round, and James Wade was given a good test by Kyle Anderson.
He was, and how well did he play? He's actually one of my favourite players, James Wade, and that's because he's so solid. He doesn't make many mistakes, and he didn't make hardly any the other night. Not very often does James Wade shoot over 100 averages, but he's always just around that mark. Given chances, he doesn't miss the double tops or double tens. And let's not forget, Kyle Anderson played a real great game, but James Wade come through it like a, you know, like a soldier, you know, went through everything, and it was a brilliant performance. I've got to go with James Wade here because I don't think he's going to let Brendan Dolan off. Brendan is one of the most underestimated players in the professional game. Because he's slow, he tends to lean away from how good he is, but he is a good player. But James Wade doesn't make mistakes in early parts of games where other players do to let the opposition in and get control. I don't think James Wade is going to do that tonight. I'm going to go for James Wade. A strong win here for James Wade. I just think he's ready to really have a run at this tournament.
Yeah, it'd be. I mean, he's one of only two men, of course, apart from Phil Taylor, who's ever been successful here. So he knows what it takes to win at the Winter Gardens, Rob. The spread here is set at 4.5, minus those 4.5 legs for James Wade, 5-6, plus 4.5 for Brendan Dolan, 5-6. Again, the spread seems just about right to me. Can Wadey cover it?
He could do, but this one's a tough one. I would tend to stay away from that spread because anything can happen. And that minus 4.5 is a big spread. The one thing I do like here, I think James Wade's going to hit a few 180s tonight, and I think you've got him at about, is it 3.5 180s plus?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I think that's a great bet. That is the bet for me. Wade to hit more, well, four or more 180s. He's playing really well. He's got a lovely, solid action. And I know in the past, that's why you've got him low on the 180s. But I think he's going to do you today. I think he's going to hit 5 or 6 180s. I think that's the key bet for me.
OK, fair enough then. 4-5, the headline bet then in this match for Rod. Quick score prediction here then.
I'm going to go 13-9 for James Wade, which is, let's say, right in the middle of that spread again.
Okay, 13-9 scoreline then is a 7-1 price for that match then. James Wade taking on Brendan Dolan. We'll go to the third game then on Wednesday night. The battle of the two Stokies this one. It's Phil Taylor taking on Andy Hamilton. 1-10, Phil Taylor. Andy Hamilton is 6-1. We've almost run out of superlatives to say about this man at Blackpool, Rod. 15-time champion here. He's won the last 7 in a row. I think he's 36 unbeaten. He's just red hot at Blackpool.
He is, and he wants to put a statement out as well. He wants to show these young players like Bangor when it's coming through that he's still the boss, he's still the governor. He played well the other night, but he's got to up it again because of what Michael van Gerwen did last night. I think he's going to win, but Andy Hamilton against Barneveld was the best we've seen Andy Hamilton for 2 years. He really did dig in deep, like he's got this dogged style of play.
Best since he was really, in the Premier League, wasn't it, really?
Yes, it was. I mean, he is. But I think that Phil Taylor, his scoring power and his leg-on-leg pressure that Phil Taylor puts on everyone is what wears them down in the end. And over the leg format, that's a better format for Phil Taylor than set format. If it was over set format, you know, you'd say that Andy Hamilton would have a shout. But over the legs, I think this is Phil Taylor all the way. I think he'll put pressure on. And do you know what? I fancy Phil Taylor to do the 9-dart. I keep saying it, I know, and we keep getting close. But with Michael van Gerwen's performance last night, the only way that Phil Taylor can upgrade it is win with over 100 average, but do the 9-darter, because everybody's going to start talking about Phil Taylor. And I think that Phil Taylor always seems to pull things out of the bag. And you know, 20-1, I think you've got him for that 9-darter tonight. And do you know what? That's worth a couple of quid of anybody's money.
Okay, and 20-1 for the 9-dart finish. And of course, that's just at 9-darter in the match. So you have got Andy Hamilton running for you in that bet as well. He often says it, doesn't he, Rod? Sometimes in his pre-match interviews, he always says stick a couple of quid on it.
Yes, he does. I mean, and let's be honest. I mean, before every tournament, I tell him to back that there's going to be a 9-darter in the tournament. I mean, years ago when I played, you could get 33-1 on it. Now it's 4-5 if you're lucky. I mean, I know Will Hill were putting it out at evens, which is a very good bet for me. I mean, that was like lump on, put your house on it, to be quite honest, that someone's going to hit it. But Phil Taylor, yeah, and he was the first one to do it here in Blackpool, won £100,000 back then. And like I say, it would be just like Phil Taylor to do the nine darter. I mean, everybody talks about him instead of Michael the other night. But a strong win for Phil Taylor here. I think he's going to, you know, set his stall out early on. And he's going to have to chase him. And we know he won't give up, but Phil Taylor's so tough to beat on this Blackpool stage.
Yeah, certainly is. Score prediction then for this Battle of the Potteries, Rod?
Well, I'd like to say that Andy's going to run in close, but I think we're talking about a 13-7.
13-7 then. That's 7-1 for that price. Phil Taylor to beat Andy Hamilton by 13-7. We'll move on then to the final game coming up on Wednesday nights. This is Gary Anderson taking on Mencio Suljovic. Obviously, Gary Anderson is still in with a bid for the Triple Crown. He'd be the first player to do it, apart from Phil Taylor, of course, and he'd be able to do it all in the same year, something Michael van Gerwen couldn't achieve this year. Comes up against a very steady player in Mencio Suljovic. A good performance against Terry Jenkins the other night, but this is a different kettle of fish, isn't it?
Total different kettle of fish, and one of my strong tips to lift the title and the Triple Crown, as we call it. And it's ironic that he is the Premier League champion, world champion, and yet we're not talking about him in the same vein as we are Van Gerwen and Taylor to win this title. I mean, this man is an exceptional dart player. And at the moment, his mind is in the right place. Gary, to say he's lazy is a little bit unfair, but that's what I call him. He doesn't over-practice because he doesn't want to get a bit stale. He wants to stay fresh, and that's how I was in my career and a lot of other people. Sometimes I feel people do over-practice a little bit. Anderson doesn't do that. He stays fresh, he goes up there and he's got this like freedom of the way he plays darts and the way he just flicks the dart in. You know, I know there's a good few players that do that as well. It's annoying to us dart, us older dart players that can't do it anymore. He makes it look so easy. Mencio Suljovic, he is a strong player. It was a great performance against Terry Jenkins, but you have to say Terry missed so many darts at a double. He had a problem with the grip because of the heat. I think this is a strong game for Gary Anderson. I think he's going to win it quite easily. He won't make mistakes. And I think tonight we might see Gary Anderson setting his stall out to say, hang on a minute, lads, you're not talking about me, and you should.
Yeah, absolutely. A phenomenal player and rightfully in the top three in the betting this tournament. But still 4-1 for the outright market at the moment. So still plenty of bit of value to be had on him. Score prediction here, Rod?
I'm going to go 13-8. I think Mencio will take out a few legs, but I think Gary will get in front early. And I think we could see, you know, a 4-1 at the first break, 8-2 around that, 7-3 at the second, and then he'll push on from there. I mean, I think he's going to hit a lot of 180s tonight. And again, you know, Gary Anderson with that scoring power, is that nine darter going to go in that match? You know what? Stick a couple of quid on that as well.
Okay, 22-1 for a nine dart finish in this match, and the price of a Gary Anderson 13-8 victory is 7-1. So we've got Dave Chisnell to win 13-10, James Wade 13-9, Phil Taylor 13-7, and Gary Anderson 13-8. That straight fourfold accumulator is well over 4,600-1. Stick him in a lucky 15 there. You never know. There's Rod's correct score predictions for tonight. Best bet for the evening, Rod?
Blimey, you've thrown one at me there.
Chizzy 180s, Wade 180s.
Yeah, no, Wade 180s.
Wade 180s.
Definitely Wade 180s. He will hit 4 plus 180s tonight. Yeah, for your big punters, that's the bet for me. And I've done a bit on the website as well, and I've put a couple of bets up on there and doubles and what have you, so don't forget to follow that as well.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Check out all of Rod's predictions then on the William Hill website and his best bet of the evening, James Wade, to throw over 3.5 180s at 4-5. Thank you very much for joining me on the preview, Rod, and hope to catch up with you again soon.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.